Right now, 6:17 on the ticket. On this Wednesday morning with the Musers, time for the Observation Deck and Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care and Generator Supercenter.
Thank you, Craig. I want to talk about the Nancy Guthrie case for just a moment, because you know we've entered the second month on that.
Good night.
And would you have predicted that it would have gone this long?
No,
usually there's
no,
a resolution for better or worse in a case such as this. But now investigators claim that they are getting closer and closer.
Okay.
Whatever that means. But they haven't told us what that means or what new evidence they've developed or if they have some prime suspects they're zeroing in on. But the Guthrie family now has offered a $1 million reward.
Saw that.
Now, was that for the release of their mother or just the
information
that leads to the arrest?
The way I thought she worded it was, no questions asked if this leads to the return of our mother.
Return, okay.
Yeah, not necessarily an arrest or a release, just the return of her.
So the kidnapper could actually claim this money.
Right.
Would a kidnapper dare risk that?
I don't know.
You know, and as I evaluate this kidnapper, do you guys ever do that, sit around evaluating kidnappers?
No.
But you would think on the one hand, well, this person must be pretty good, as if they have not been caught yet. I mean, this has been now going into 2 months, and you would figure someone has to be pretty good to be one step ahead of the FBI for this long.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, I saw one expert who was talking about they felt this was a pretty sophisticated operation until they recovered that ring. Or, I forget, I keep saying ring doorbell footage. I don't know which company it was.
Yeah, video footage from the
video
front
footage
porch.
From the doorbell. And then when they saw that, they thought, oh, this is not that sophisticated. And the reason being was that they were surprised by the ring, by the doorbell cam. remember the really cheap seize the doorbell cam and oh, I gotta find something to cover that. And then goes to the flower bed and grabs some flowers and tries to put them up there.
Right.
That's like a cheap comedy sketch.
Yes.
How are you gonna put flowers in front of it?
Right.
It made no sense. And when he's trying to mess with the doorbell cam, you can see that he has a tattoo on his wrist. It revealed part of his wrist tattoo. Mm. So that's bad. Also, he appeared to have facial hair that was exposed to there, which that could lead to losing hairs and losing DNA. He didn't have his mouth covered, which that means he's breathing out DNA for 41 minutes inside the house.
Wow.
And they say he should have been wearing a mask that trapped any, you know, spittle,
right,
or saliva that could come out of his mouth.
Well, I didn't even think about that. So they can get samples with that. Just
I guess so. If you breathe on something closely, you can get DNA that way. His eyes and eyebrows and eyelashes and some of his mustache hair was exposed. So could have fallen out at the crime scene. So he makes a lot of mistakes like that. So it wasn't that sophisticated. Now, they also feel like it probably was someone who was going to do an extortion plot. And apparently this happens more common than we think, them taking old people. They see old people as easy targets, and so they get the old person and then try to get money.
Yeah.
Terrible.
And there's no evidence one way or another whether they knew that this was Savannah Guthrie's mother, from what I've read. From what's been released, but still on the loose. And they have been unable to identify a car that was seen, captured by another person's security camera, 2 miles away from Nancy Guthrie's house. There was a car that drove by, and I guess somehow they feel that may be linked because it happened at the same time that the last time that her pacemaker synced with her iPhone. Which sounds really futuristic and weird to me.
And it was going to her house right about the time that guy arrived, and then it was seen leaving from her house. Not from her house directly, but the direction opposite, about when he would have been leaving.
Right. So, and they haven't been able to identify that car.
It's amazing.
It's gone on this long.
I mean, I hate to say it, but I don't think she's with us anymore. I mean, if this was a ransom thing, they would have sent a picture,
a right.
video, a note, something. So I think...
What? You think what?
Again, didn't they find her blood at the scene? I believe they did.
Yes, but...
So I don't think she's with us.
But she could have gotten injured in the them taking her, but that doesn't necessarily mean that she's passed on. However, like you said, why haven't they issued any demands? And if you're not going to issue... Well, you could see why they wouldn't. They don't want to raise any, give any more opportunity for them to find who they are.
Yeah, they don't want to communicate anymore. I wouldn't.
But if you're not going to communicate anymore, then what is the value of Nancy Guthrie to you as a kidnapper?
Right.
Right.
Why would you be keeping her alive if you have no plans to convert this into money or crypto?
Right.
Now, the Pima County Sheriff, Chris Nanyos, told NBC News, "I personally believe Nancy Guthrie is alive. That's my personal opinion, but that's because I put faith in. That's just who I am." So he took a moment to tell us who he is.
Okay. He's keeping hope alive. Just don't make fun of him.
I didn't make fun of him. Yeah, I just reported what he said. I reported what he said, sir.
Yeah, then you went, oh, okay. He had to tell us what he thought. No. Yeah, that's what he thought.
No, he had to tell us who he was.
Or who he was.
Yeah, because we didn't know before this.
Okay, well, he's trying to keep hope alive.
That's good.
That's nice of him to do that for the family.
That's unlike Craig, who pronounced her dead this morning.
Don't get on him. You're the one over there being sarcastic, guy. This guy actually has faith.
No, don't.
A human with faith?
Don't take advantage of the fact that he will never point you out and only point me out.
No, he's right this time. It's you, not me. You made me proclaim her dead.
You're right.
What?
Yeah, you're right.
What?
You get singled out so much.
I do get singled out.
I never get singled out. You're right.
When have you ever been singled out?
Every day by every character and everything that you say.
I mean, other than that, though.
Oh, other than that, you're right. You are right. Yeah.
Anyway, Nancy Guthrie.
Sorry.
Yes.
I know you guys have your thing going on.
Well, I'm just trying to.
We're all worried about Nancy Guthrie.
I'm trying to get him to not just dismiss a human who has faith. What's gotten into this guy? He has some faith.
Okay. Everyone heard me, and I didn't say it that way.
Boy, we can rewind that. I think you can hear
that
your
mouth
tone
noise.
Of,
and don't raise, you always arch your eyebrows when you're talking like that, too. Anyway, back to the case as I try to help them solve this. They have not been able to really get DNA that's been actionable. They said that the DNA they recovered was a mixture from several people, and they still haven't been able to quite untangle that. Now, the DNA they got from those gloves that they found off of her property, I think it was several miles from her property, they said that there was nobody that matched that DNA in their CODIS, the big database of DNA. Big, beautiful database of DNA. You guys have never done the genealogy DNA thing.
Nope.
That puts you in the Golden State Killer database.
Right.
Why haven't you done it?
Because I don't want the Mormons to have my personal information like that.
Whoa. You know, all right. There's a lot
they
here.
Wow.
Okay. All right. So the this Mormon, bomb drop that we need to now.
This is a fact. The Mormon Church owns, I think, all of those DNA companies.
23andMe.
23andMe and all that.
I thought that Google owned one of them.
I don't think so.
And yes, the Mormons are very interested in ancestry due to some of their scripture. They've always been the ones who have I've done most of the genealogy database research even before the internet. So if you wanted to research your family in the old days, I think you used to actually have to travel to like Salt Lake City.
Right.
And to look at the Mormons' wow. records, because they were the ones who preserved so much of our ancestral records. Hmm. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
All right. Well, think about that next time you're bagging on Mormons.
I don't bag on Mormons.
I'm the only one of us that's been friends with Mormons.
What?
So.
That's not true.
Oh.
Our favorite athlete of all time is Danny White, yeah. a Mormon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I think he would vouch for us.
Absolutely.
How many kids does he have?
I think he had five.
Yeah, four or five.
It's Mormons and Catholics. Yeah, Craig. Wait, you're letting the Catholic side down.
By just having one.
Yeah, by only having one. What are you doing over there?
I kind of am.
So that happened. And then, also, to have a little pick-me-up after that. And maybe Nancy Guthrie is listening right now. We have no idea.
I doubt it.
Well, how do you know? You don't know where she's being kept?
Well, if she's lucky enough to be alive, I doubt they're letting her stream the ticket. I just think that's a remote chance of that happening.
Yes, it's remote, but possible. That's all I want is just for you to acknowledge it's possible.
Okay, I guess it's possible.
Okay, see? How hard was that? Here's a pick-me-up for her and for you and for everyone. Scientists have had a breakthrough. They've now been able to create tomatoes that smell like popcorn.
Yes.
Let's not work on curing cancer.
Popcorn tomato.
Scientists in China have developed gene-edited tomatoes.
There it goes.
That produce a distinctive popcorn-like aroma.
Why?
Sounds great.
Why did we need that?
And like a lot of vegetables, they utilized a CRISPR to edit these genes. but yeah, they were trying to turn on some genes that made them stay fresher longer, but they accidentally turned on the popcorn smelling genes.
Okay. That wasn't the quest. We've got to make these tomatoes smell like popcorn.
Right. It was a side effect of the quest.
Am I the only one who likes tomatoes?
No, I like them.
Don't call them that.
I thought you didn't like tomatoes.
I eat them, you know, in salads and stuff like that. I'm fine with tomatoes. Okay. I don't love them. I won't take a bite out of a tomato. I think that's gross.
I want that on his tombstone. Quote, I'm fine with tomatoes. Craig Miller. I'm fine with tomatoes, too. Although it's really creepy.
I thought one of you used to give me your extra tomatoes. I thought it was
probably
you,
me. I don't like an overabundance of tomatoes.
Yeah, I don't either.
I like the proper amount of tomatoes.
All right, whatever that is.
Like it bugs me on a burger if there's like five slices of tomatoes on there. It's too tomato heavy.
I just want one on a burger.
And tomatoes are gross when you think about it.
They're slimy.
When you cut them open, you look at that crime scene, and it's just like, whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they taste so good, though.
I was really creeped out by tomatoes when I watched a documentary on a sewage treatment plant.
Yeah.
And they turn all this sewage into this kind of black sludge, and there would be like this football field of black sludge. But there would be, every few feet or so,
tomato plant,
a sprout of green coming up out of the sludge. Yeah.
Gross.
And documentary maker asked the guy working at the plant, what is this? That makes no sense. What's happening out here? And he goes, that's tomato seeds.
Ugh.
And that's the only thing that survives this incredibly long process that turns sewage into sludge.
I want that on your tombstone. I was creeped out by tomatoes.
Gordon King. And us buried right next to each other.
Yeah.
Who are these weird
stupid
guys?
Yeah. Tombstone.
First one says he's creeped out by tomatoes. The second one said, I'm fine with tomatoes.
What are they pulling on all of us?
So there you go. Just know that the tomatoes you eat, Giorgio, are going to sprout.
That's fine.
In a dung pile somewhere.
Yeah. What do I care?
All right, Gordo, thank you. That's the ODEC 633 on the ticket.